Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Word, live at Twin Peaks. By the way, Twin Peaks has a brand new smoker. They have pulled pork and they have ribs and Thai ribs. They have all sorts of incredible new food now with the new smoker in. And it's all available right now at Twin Peaks. So come on out and get yours today. Let me tell you about my bookie. First, let me give you an update. Bradley screwing the pooch here. Bradley with a couple bad decisions, and Michigan State has a three-point lead and the ball. I badly want Bradley to win because I just think so many people have Michigan State in the Final Four and extending in this tournament. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. Like I said, it's greater good. There are times, you know, you have to cut off a finger to win this tournament. Bradley needs a rally here. Let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie. Brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four, March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and junk food? Like, that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset this year, make sure you celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash. March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Only at MyBookie. You will thank me later. This isn't going well, Ramona, here. Michigan State now up 6, now up 8 with 2:40 left. So apparently Sparty is going to hold on. You know, I shouldn't say that because I picked Michigan State. But, you know, I think
why are you upset about it?
Well, because, again, I think that most people have Michigan State going further than me. So I'm willing to sacrifice them. But I'll also take just being right, because, look, I don't think they're going anywhere, because I think they're a fraud, and I don't believe in any team out of that league. None. I don't believe in any team out of that league. I don't believe in any team out of the Big 12. The best team out of the Big 12 is Texas Tech when Kansas State doesn't have Dean Wade, and they don't. And the best team out of the Big 10 is, well, nobody. So, I just don't think any of those teams are going anywhere. I mean, I don't know. I didn't even think about that. I don't know how quickly I bounced all of those teams, but I bounced them quickly. Did I have any of those teams reaching the Sweet 16? I guess I must have. I don't know.
I don't have your bracket. I only have mine, and mine's
confused. Well, we've been going over it all day.
I know, but
I can't think of any. Oh, Texas Tech, I guess. I had Texas Tech beating Northern Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. You just knew.
And I had Texas Tech beating Buffalo. So I had Texas Tech winning two games. Is that it? No. I had Michigan.
You're asking me?
No, I had Michigan State winning two games. I had Michigan State winning twice, and that might be it. No, let's see. Yeah, because I had Michigan losing to Nevada. That might be it. From that league, it might just be those two teams that I even advanced to a Sweet 16 situation. All right, carry on.
I'm not sure where we are. I know I did Villanova.
We did Purdue and Old Dominion. We're at Cincinnati and Iowa.
Oh, there we go. I took Iowa. I don't like Cincinnati.
Well, it's the spelling thing.
Yeah, you think I don't forget stuff.
And what was your rationale? What was your rationale there?
What, Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Oh, because I spelled it different than they did, and when I went to look it up on the internet, it was spelled with one N instead of two.
Right.
And that ticks me off.
Right. So they spell it, you know, the right way and the way it's always been spelled, and you spell it the wrong way.
I spell it with two N's.
And you hold that against them.
Yeah, that's insulting. And I don't forget things
to
like
you.
That.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, I'm never going to forget
that. Makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Iowa. I like saying Iowa anyway.
Yeah, Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa.
Well, you know, the good news is that it's a simple word to say, but you still managed to screw it up.
Yeah. You better be careful there.
Gentlemen, do we have an update over there on the game you're watching, Belmont? What's the score? We're looking for a Belmont update. Who? Belmont up 60-58. Belmont actually got behind. Belmont actually got behind here early in the second half. They didn't score for like 5 minutes, but they picked up the tempo now. That's what we're talking about.
That's why I can't understand my bracket because
a momentary 20-second disruption is enough to throw you completely off kilter.
It is.
I understand how that works. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bradley just drained a three from the corner to cut it to five, but clock winding down. Sparty up five with the ball with a minute and 38 seconds left. So Michigan State in good position to hang on here, and Bradley just fouled, so I don't know if that's going to send Sparty to the line. I don't know what the free throw situation is, but we'll see. All right, let's carry on, Ramona.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Cincinnati, Iowa. I had Cincinnati.
Let's carry on, Ramona. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
let's
I had
not
Cincinnati.
Carry on.
Yeah, Sparty is at the line. Cassius Winston at the line. And he hits the free throw.
Okay.
So the lead is six, and he'll have a second with a minute 34 left. Sparty appears poised to hold on. But okay. So did Auburn before they went choke-y-choke. And Winston hits the second, calmly.
Wait a minute.
Drains both free throws. 67-60. 67-60, Sparty, a minute 29. Bradley with the ball out high, clock running. Running their weave action. You're going to get a shot off. They'll fire another three, and that's no good. It's Sparty as the rebound, and it does not look good for Bradley. All right.
Okay. The next one is Tennessee versus Colgate. And
yeah.
I took Tennessee because Colgate's a toothpaste.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly
why I took it, too. Because, you know, the toothpaste teams always suck.
What?
I took Tennessee too.
Also?
I took Tennessee too.
Yeah. Okay.
Over the toothpaste.
Okay. So the next, am I supposed to go all the way to the four for that? South.
Yeah, we're staying in the region, just like we've done in the two previous model regions.
Okay. So Virginia beats Mississippi to advance. Wisconsin beats UC Irvine, or whatever it is, because I can't say that. And then Villanova.
Hold on. Yeah. I have Virginia and Ole Miss as well, and I have Virginia advancing. I have Oregon versus UC Irvine, and I have the Anteaters beating Oregon as well, because I don't believe in anybody in the Pac-12. So that is one of my upsets. I have the Anteaters winning two games. All right, and you have Wisconsin.
I have Wisconsin beating the Anteaters. They were the Anteaters, but I can't change my paper now.
Right. We have Wisconsin beating the Anteaters, and why is that?
Because I got sick of saying UC Irvine. It's complicated.
Okay.
It's easier to say Wisconsin.
Yeah, easier to say Wisconsin. Oh, perfectly logical. All right.
And then
carry on.
Villanova. Versus Old Dominion. I took Villanova for the same reason, because I think they're a good team. And then Iowa versus...
I have Villanova, Purdue. Slow down a little.
I have Villanova, Purdue.
And I have Villanova winning because I think Purdue stinks. And as I just said, I'm going all against the Big Ten. Bradley now throwing up air balls. It's all over. Michigan State with a 9-point lead. And they've been fouled again. And they'll go to the free throw line with a minute four. So this is over. Michigan State has survived the Bradley scare. So to this point, we basically have no upsets. Chalk
City.
Boring.
All right. Did I say Villanova versus Old Dominion?
You did.
Okay. Did I tell you Villanova was beating them?
I think you did.
Okay. Well, then I got Iowa versus Tennessee, and I got Iowa beating Tennessee.
I have Cincinnati versus Tennessee. I have no idea why you'd give Cincinnati a home court advantage. in this deal as the lower seeded team. But I still have Tennessee finding a way to beat them, even though I'm not overly optimistic about the way Tennessee's playing. And I wouldn't be at all shocked if Cincinnati beats them, except that I can't trust Cincinnati because no one's ever been able to trust Cincinnati in the entire history of the NCAA tournament. No one ever. Not even when Bob Huggins was there. All they did is lose in the tournament. It's all they did.
Okay.
I'm taking Tennessee over Cincinnati.
Okay. And I took Iowa over Tennessee, if I said that. I can't remember if I said it before you said
Iowa
that.
Iowa over Tennessee.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because I like Iowa. I don't really like Tennessee. I just had to take them over since
spent a lot of your life in Iowa, have you?
No, but I'm sure it's pleasant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's real pleasant.
It's a lot less stressful than here.
Yeah, it's real pleasant. Iowa is a lot less stressful than here.
It's got to be. It's got to be because I'm one big stress ball right about now. So it's got to be. That's
there's
all
not,
I'm saying.
There's
potatoes
not all
are really good, too. Man.
Yeah, yeah. There's not
well,
all that much.
That's Idaho, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're warm. It's, you know, it's the same general direction.
Yeah.
And they both start with an I.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
And with
I'm
a vowel.
I'm sorry. I started to say something.
And with a vowel.
What was I thinking?
Where's the Snake River Canyon, Ramona?
I don't know. You're the snake guy.
It's in Idaho. I was setting you up.
Oh, okay.
But this is Iowa.
Right, right.
And you have them advancing because Iowa's a great place to live.
Yeah, it's probably pleasant.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there on multiple occasions, and quite honestly, I scarcely recall it. So.
Well, if you're all stressed out in one place and you want to go where there's no stress, then I'd better go to a place. That's
all right, let's continue with the South bracket.
Oh, was I interrupting your bracket?
Oh, a little bit.
Okay, the next one. So that makes them Iowa play Villanova and Virginia playing Wisconsin. Okay.
All right.
I was pausing for you. Okay.
I have Virginia playing
the Irvine people.
Yeah, that's right. I have Virginia playing Cal Irvine, and of course Virginia winning. Go ahead.
Okay, and Virginia's going to beat. Oh, and then I have Villanova playing Iowa. Virginia's going to beat Wisconsin, and Iowa's going to beat Villanova. And then Virginia's going to play Iowa. And Virginia's going to beat Iowa. And so Virginia's going to be in the Final Four with LSU so far.
All right. I have Villanova playing Tennessee. And I have Nova beating Tennessee. And I have Nova playing Virginia. And I have Virginia beating Villanova. And so Virginia moving on to the Final Four.
You know, even though you have
to
a different
join
bracket,
Duke and Gonzaga.
Even though you're a different bracket, you're still picking some of my teams.
I know, which is very worrisome to me. Extremely worrisome.
So that leaves, so we have LSU in the East, Virginia in the South, and Gonzaga in the West.
See, now, you know, as insane as your bracket has been, all of those things could actually come true.
See, you have to have faith in
me. In fact, I almost regret not taking LSU against Duke because
why?
I think LSU has the talent to beat
the
Duke.
LSU.
And most people have dumped them before now. Before we get a break, Michigan State will hold on here. They're up 9 with 14 seconds left. And early on, Murray State up by 3 on Marquette. What's our Belmont, Maryland score there, fellas? Yell it right out when you know the answers. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing it the right way. No one does it like George Coleman Ford. It's a special place with special people, and they treat you as such. And when you go read the reviews on Google or Yelp, that's what all people talk about. They talk about how well they were treated, how they didn't force you in any direction, that they just listened to you and were accommodating to your wants and needs. That's how you stay in business for 90 years. That is George Coleman Ford. Listen, here's a review. This was written by Michael. This is a couple weeks ago. And he's talking about the body shop experience at George Coleman Ford. Said it's been over 6 months since my car door was repaired at the body shop. I'm still very pleased with every aspect of my experience. Gary and everyone, including the guy who cleaned my window, were helpful and pleasant to work with. I was a little concerned about dealing with a facility over 30 minutes away, but I'm glad I did. The on-site car rental made it convenient. I got the rental car I wanted. I'm pretty particular about paint color matching and blending well. I'm very happy with their work. You'll love every element of George Coleman Ford. Trust me. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break. You want to get in the conversation, you're welcome to. I don't mean to ignore you, but I guess I have. 654-7627. You can get in. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back live from Twin Peaks.
If you missed out on the weekend sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, don't you fret. Through March, the outlet is keeping their prices at an all-time low so that everyone has a chance to save big money. Shop our now larger selection of Serta and Beautyrest mattresses and take your new mattress home same day. With the lowest prices and the largest selection in the upstate, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is sure to have a mattress for you. Open 7 days a week, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Hey, did you hear who won the Honda President's Award? Hendrick Honda Easley did. That's who. They're the only winner in South Carolina. That's right. Hendrick Honda Easley superseded Honda's expectations in customer service, automotive repair, vehicle sales, Honda experience, and facility. Hendrick Honda Easley's won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Hendrick Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at HendrickHondaSC.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Don't miss great savings on select 2018 Ford models at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Get between $3,000 and $4,000 off your best deal on remaining Ford Focuses, Fiestas, and EcoSports, or 0% interest for 60 months. 2018 Ford F-150 4x4 XLT. Save $9,915 off your best deal. Stop by or visit EdwardsAutoSales.com and check out our certified pre-owned Fords. New 2019 Ford Rangers arriving daily at the best deal in Oconee County. Edwards Auto Sales.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Hickley comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Disappointed, Ramona, because apparently you're going to hit this Maryland game because Belmont's going choky-choke. Belmont's been great in close games all year, but they just went to the line for two free throws and missed them both under 3 minutes, rolled them off, and then Maryland went down the other end and got a three-point play the old-fashioned way and is now up three on Belmont. So, and Belmont self-destructing here at the end. How do you miss two free throws at the end of a game like this? Come on. Come on. Like, there's no pressure on any of these things. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. All right, Ramona, pick it up wherever we left off, if I dare say that.
We're finally at the Midwest region.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, North Carolina and Iona. Okay, I took North Carolina.
Hold on a second. I want to go back to a second. You took North Carolina. Okay, you got North Carolina over Iona.
Yes, that is correct.
All right.
The reason I did is because if anybody knows about about alleged cheating at their school, it's North Carolina.
Wild scramble in Maryland and Belmont results in another three-point play for Maryland. You talk about an unlucky break for Belmont. You got it right there. Loose ball. Belmont's cut it to one. Loose ball. They appear to be poised to pick it up. And somehow, in a wild scramble, the ball bounces to Maryland, and they wind up getting a yoke, a dunk, and the harm. So they'll go to the free throw line as well here with the three-point lead off a really convenient, very fortunate bounce for Maryland. And Maryland hits the free throw. So Maryland now up four, and Belmont in trouble with 1:41 remaining in the game. Doesn't look good. This may be my first team exit here. And Belmont just fired up a three that almost got stuck between the board and the rim. And I think it went out off of Belmont. So, not looking good. You're actually going to hit this game, Ramona, it appears.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's not good. We're rooting for Belmont. No one roots for Maryland. Maryland left the ACC. No one roots for Maryland. I don't want Maryland to rot in hell. I don't want Maryland to win anything. All right. That's an aside. It's my own bitterness right there. All right. Carry on.
Well, did you hear me take North Carolina?
Yeah, I also took North Carolina. Did you have a reason or just through North Carolina?
Because they're money. I told you.
No. You're going money on North Carolina?
Yeah, alleged cheating. North Carolina even gets away with stuff.
Well, it was academic fraud was the allegation.
Well, you know, if you're doing that, then you're doing other things, too.
Okay, that's a bit of a reach, but go ahead.
Okay, so I took North Carolina on that game. The next one is Utah State versus Washington. I didn't know about either one of these two. I just took Washington. I mean, I don't even know what to think about those two.
I don't even think
either one of them belongs. So.
I took Utah State over Washington, and I feel good about that. Don't like the way Washington was playing at the end of the year. So there. Maryland elects to go for a quick shot there and misses, and I think they fouled on the rebound, which will send Belmont to the line. I think Fernando got called over the back here, I believe. Of course, Belmont missed the last two free throws they shot, so we'll see. But this gives Belmont a chance to score with a clock stop, which is what you need when you're trailing by four with a minute 16 left, assuming you can make free throws. And the first is clanked. Make a free throw, Belmont! Crying out loud. You're the underdog. You're the little guy. You're the one supposed to be able to shoot free throws. Make a free throw. God. All right. Go on, Ramona.
Okay, so Washington beat Utah State. Auburn versus New Mexico State. We know that one's over, and thank goodness Auburn won because I have them going further.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So the next one is Kansas versus Northwestern. And I seem to remember Northwestern, like Villanova in the past, being good. So I'm taking...
Speak up. Say that again. You took who?
I said Northwestern.
You took North...
Kansas versus Northwestern. I took Northwestern because I remember it from the past, them being good, just like I remember from the past, Villanova being good.
Would it change your mind at all or influence you at all if I told you that it's actually not Northwestern but Northeastern that's in the tournament?
Oh, is that what that says?
Yeah, they're actually not the same place.
Oh, no. Yeah, I see that. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I can't do anything. No,
other than
that.
Increasing
that
the strength
really
of your
small.
Glasses.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, so I took Northeastern, I guess, is what I took.
Okay, so you have Northeastern advancing over Kansas.
Yeah,
that game's being played now. It's not going so well for you.
It's not. Okay. Well,
Belmont going for three, and they hit it.
Who do you think they are, Northwestern?
Yeah, exactly. Who do they think they are, Northwestern? Exactly. Belmont just drained a three. They are right back in it. 59 seconds left. Belmont down one. Maryland with the ball. We have the opposite sides of this game, Ramona. So you are rooting for Maryland. Do you have you? Yeah, you have missed a game or two so far, haven't you?
Oh, I'm sure I have. And yeah. Come on.
No, I haven't missed any yet. But I think there are a lot of people who haven't missed any yet because I think all favorites have won thus far, which is why I need Belmont to win because they're the underdog. So I need this game. This is the first game. This is my first projected upset that I can think of off the top of my head. All right. Go on. Carry on.
Okay, the next one is Iowa State versus Ohio State. And I figured I didn't want to take Ohio State, so I took Iowa State.
Why didn't you want to take Ohio State?
Because I think of football when I see that. We're not playing football right now.
Okay. I also took Iowa State. I like their offense. I think they can really score. And, I hate the Big Ten and the Big 12, but I went with the Big 12 team in this case. So I guess I hate the Big Ten more than the Big 12, or at least in this matchup.
That could be. The next one is Houston versus Georgia State. And I thought I heard something about Georgia State being good at basketball. So I kind of went with that. I'm hoping that's true.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. I took Houston, and if Georgia State beats Houston, I will be shocked. But I've been shocked before, and it is the
Houston's
NCAA tournament, and upsets happen. But I have Houston in that game. In fact, I have Houston winning several games. All right.
I took Wofford.
By the way, as we speak, Maryland up one with the ball, doubled on the low block, driving down the lane, floater, no good. Belmont has the rebound. 26 seconds left, shot clock off, Belmont ball. They can do whatever they want. And what you want to do here is you want to take this shot with about 4 or 5 seconds left. Give yourself a shot and an offensive rebound. You want to get a shot up with 4 or 5 seconds in the event you miss to give yourself a shot. They went back door and threw it away. Hideous pass. I don't know what that was. Bird tried to run a back door, and they just threw it right to Maryland. I don't know what that was. I don't know if he tried to hold back on that pass and then double clutched it. I'm not sure, or whether it got deflected. I'm a ways away where I'm sitting. I don't know. It might have been deflected. I'm not sure. I have no idea. I can't even explain it.
Okay.
Just awful. Absolutely awful. So there's 2 seconds. What is there? 2 seconds left, and now Maryland's going to go to the free throw line. Terrible, Belmont. You had the game. You had the shot. You had the last shot. We had our chance for the first upset of the tournament. No. Belmont's going to look back on those free throws that they went choky-choke on because they've missed – three of the last four free throws they've taken. It's a one-point game when they just fouled intentionally. This is the same situation that Brad Brownell had in one of those late-season games in which he elected to intentionally miss the second free throw. That was the Notre Dame game. It was the Notre Dame game. And he elected to miss the second free throw. It was almost the exact situation. There might have been 2.0, whatever it was. And it was pretty. It was actually the exact same situation. You're up two now after making the first free throw, and now you have your choice as to how you want to play this. Do you miss intentionally? Now, part of this has to do with whether Belmont has timeouts left, which I'm not sure of from where I am. But I think they just said they're out of timeouts. If they are, then I think the correct strategy here is actually to miss this free throw intentionally, which is what Brad Brownell did against Notre Dame, and it forced Notre Dame to heave it 80 feet at the buzzer to try and beat you. That's what you want to do, odds-wise. Because if you make it, then you allow... Look, if you miss intentionally, the one thing you leave in the equation is you leave in the possibility of losing on an 80-foot three-pointer. But the odds of that are obviously extremely remote. If you make it, then you allow Belmont to inbound the ball, and in theory, they can throw it 50, 60 feet down the court and still get a good look at three. So, with a chance to tie it. So, we'll be interested to see what Maryland and Turgeon's strategy is here. I think the right strategy is to miss this intentionally. But we'll find out what Mr. Turgeon has in store. Again, I thought Brad Brownell executed the right strategy against Notre Dame in the similar circumstance. We'll find out whether Turgeon plays it the same way. My belief is that most coaches would have actually tried to make it, which I don't think is the right decision. So we're about to find out whether Turgeon applies the same strategy as Brad Brownell did. I think we're about to find out. If they give him the ball anytime soon, we're about to find out. All right, here we go. Maryland has nobody in the rebounding positions. They're not going to risk any rebounding foul. They have everybody back for court balance. He looks like he's going to try and make it. He did try and make it, but he missed. Belmont from half court at the buzzer, and it's no good. And Maryland wins. You know, I don't think he missed that intentionally. Just watching the way he missed it, I think he tried to make it. So they applied the opposite strategy, and I think as a result, Belmont actually got a better look than Notre Dame did. I mean, not a significantly better look. It was still a half-court fling, but a half-court fling is better than an 80-foot fling. And so that's how it worked out. But in reality, you know, here he also missed it. He just didn't miss it intentionally. But the practical result was the same. So the outcome really was the same. Again, I think he tried to make that shot. Belmont has nobody but themselves to blame here. I mean, they're in position to win this game. They missed three of their last four free throws. They have the ball down one with 26 seconds left. They don't even get a shot. I mean, look, here's the thing. Any shot is better than no shot. You have to get a shot. And I know they tried to run a backdoor cut, as Belmont likes to do. But they just, it wasn't there. If anything, maybe a lob was there, and they basically just threw it right to the Maryland defender. Not how you want it. Not how you drew it up. Not how Rick Bird drew it up, I can tell you that. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. My guess is right now there are like 20 units left. Because when Steve Mudge and Leighton Cubbage were last with me, which was about 2 weeks ago, there were about 25 units left. So this is just my educated guess that says there's probably 20 left now. There are some in every size, studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, but you have to act. There will never be this is it. There aren't going to be additional units. There's one lake. This parcel of land is heaven sent. It's idyllic. There's nothing like it anywhere. There never will be again. The resort will include a restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking path, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy. expansive outdoor area for tailgating. Lakeside Lodge will have modified hotel services, such as housekeeping and maintenance. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions and live in part of it. It just can't get better. Go see Taj Boyd. Your time's running out. You need to do it now. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. You will thank me later. Get there. Quick break. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Very disappointed. Belmont going choky-choke when they had a real chance to win this game. No upsets. I don't believe there's an upset yet. This was the closest we came. Quick break. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking the national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. You multiple bracket guy, MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Renfro breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
the weather is fine. And you got women on your mind. I'm gonna drive and ride and see now what I don't get find. Now if her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. And if her daddy's poor, doesn't know what to do.
Waltip to the Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks, home of the 29-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. There's not a bad seat in the place. This is the place to watch all the NCAA tournament action. And Twin Peaks has the new smoker. So now they're doing ribs and pulled pork and all sorts of stuff. Thai ribs. It just doesn't get better. Come on out and hang out at Twin Peaks with us. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. We'll be hanging out here tonight watching basketball games, which we've been doing all day. All right, if you missed it, Belmont went choky choke at the end of their game. Ramona took Northeastern, which she thought was Northwestern, against Kansas. They're getting clobbered 45-30 right now. So Northeastern, Northwestern really doesn't matter. And that's the only scores that I see up on the monitors right now. Many of the others are at break. I don't know. I'm not sure if Murray State and Marquette is at the half yet or not. All right, Ramona, let's pick up your bracket reveal, unveil.
We left off at North. We did the whole side, the first thing, and now I got North Carolina versus Washington, and North Carolina's better than all those, so I took North Carolina.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean we did the whole side, the whole thing? We didn't do Wofford, Seton Hall, or Kentucky, Abilene Christian.
Oh, we didn't? Okay.
No.
Wofford and Kentucky.
All right. No, it's Wofford and Seton Hall.
Right. I took Wofford in that one and Kentucky in the other one.
Okay. For any particular reason?
Well, Kentucky.
Yeah, the Kentucky's
and
Kentucky.
Wofford, yeah. I kind of like that they got in the tournament, so I'm kind of hoping they might go a little ways.
There was never any doubt that they were going to be in the tournament. They won a million games.
What?
There was never any doubt that Wofford was going to be in the tournament. They won a million games.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then they're advancing, and I got that right.
All right, I also have Wofford. I also have Kentucky. All right, go to the next round.
All right, the next one is North Carolina versus Washington. I took North Carolina because North Carolina's better, obviously.
All right, I have North Carolina against Utah State, and I think it's going to be a very close game, and I think North Carolina will find a way to win.
Okay, and the next one is Auburn versus Northeastern would have been, I guess. But I took Auburn, so I have Auburn beating them.
All right. And I have Auburn versus Kansas with Auburn winning, and that scenario is about set up because Kansas is crushing Northeastern as we speak.
Okay. Iowa State versus Georgia State. I took Georgia State.
You have Georgia State winning two games in the tournament.
Yeah, I thought it would be nice. It'd be a nice story.
Yeah, and why
do that song that you like and all that stuff that they went for?
Oh yeah, which we should be playing that song that I like, by the way. Why is that's why you picked Georgia State? Because it's a nice story. All right. I have Iowa State playing Houston, and I have Houston winning that game. So the three seed advancing.
Okay. The next one is Wofford versus Kentucky. I took Kentucky because Kentucky's one of those schools that does things.
This is the one game I changed. Yeah. This is the one game I changed because the injury to P.J. Washington from the basketball tip-off NCAA show that we did, the station-wide show. This is the one game I changed. and I switched it to Wofford. I have Wofford beating Kentucky. I'm going with the local team. The P.J. Washington injury, I think, makes Kentucky suspect. He's their leading scorer. He's been their best player down the stretch of the season, and I think that gives Wofford an opening that I think they can take advantage of. So I have Wofford not only beating Seton Hall, but beating Kentucky. And I don't think that Seton Hall game is going to be easy either, by the way. I expect a very close game there.
Okay. Okay, now I'm on that other part. Okay, I got North Carolina and Auburn playing, and Georgia State and Kentucky playing. I got Auburn beating North Carolina because ultimately I don't like North Carolina.
Yeah.
So Auburn's going to beat North Carolina, and then Kentucky is going to beat Georgia State because I don't think, even though I want them to go far, I don't get what I want. So I'm going to take Kentucky to beat them. So, but then Auburn's going to beat Kentucky. So I have Kentucky going to the Final Four out of that little region there.
Yeah, good luck with that. I have Auburn playing North Carolina, and I have Auburn beating North Carolina. And then I have Houston playing Wofford, and I have Houston winning that game. And that gives me a regional final of Houston and Auburn. And I have Auburn beating Houston to advance to the Final Four out of the Midwest. All right, so we have our Final Four teams then. Is that?
You just said good luck with that. I picked the same Auburn as you to go to the Final Four.
No, a second ago you said you picked Kentucky to go to the Final Four.
No, I said Auburn's going to beat Kentucky and Auburn's going to go to the Final Four.
A second ago on this very show,
well, then you said... because I have Auburn beating Kentucky and Auburn going to the Final Four.
Look, here's the thing. I don't know whether you get this or not, but I actually can't control what you say from here. See, it's up to you. So if you tell me that you have Kentucky going to the Final Four, I'm going to actually have to take your word on it.
Well, you misunderstood me, or I read it wrong.
No, I didn't misunderstand. That's what you said.
Okay, well then forget all that. Auburn is in the Final Four. Is that clear?
All right, that's clear.
Auburn's Final Four. Okay.
All right. So you basically have almost the same Final Four as I do.
Yeah, I have LSU, Virginia, Gonzaga, and Auburn.
And I have Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, and Auburn. And quite honestly, I would rather have picked LSU than Duke. So I would rather my Final Four be your Final Four.
Oh,
that's the first time I've ever said that in history. And I'm certain the last.
And can I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, so then I got Virginia playing Auburn, and I got...
You know, people riding, driving off roads and everything all over the upstate. That's what people keep writing me. All right, so you have what now?
I got Virginia playing Auburn, and Auburn beating them. And then I got...
You have Auburn beating Virginia.
Yes, I got Auburn in the national championship game, and then I got LSU playing Gonzaga, and I got... LSU beating Gonzaga. Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Explain that one.
Well, because of LSU. LSU's big-time cheaters, allegedly. So, you know, I mean, ultimately, they get their moment in the sun.
Okay. So, you have LSU beating Gonzaga, and you have Auburn...
Playing LSU.
Somebody. Beating Virginia. And so you have an all-SEC final between Auburn and LSU.
Yes. And I'm so excited. Can I tell you who wins?
Yeah, please, by all means,
okay,
do.
Okay, LSU wins. And I'm so excited because I found something today. I found the FBI tapes of Will Wade explaining himself. You want to hear it?
Yeah,
okay,
please.
Now, it's kind of hard to hear. It's kind of hard to understand, so you got to pay close attention.
Okay, close attention.
Okay, because it's the FBI, and you know how the FBI
are.
Okay,
all right,
They had one of those, they went to those motels and had two adjoining rooms, and they were in there with their stuff, and he was in there making a fool of himself. Okay, so here's Will Wade. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I went to you with a strong offer about a month ago. Strong. The problem was, I know why you didn't take it now. It was tilted towards the family a little bit. It was tilted towards taking care of the mom, taking care of the kid. Like, it was tilted towards that. Now I know for a fact that you didn't explain everything to the mom. I know now he didn't get enough of the piece of the pie in the deal.
I'm not sure. Can you go to prison for impersonating or replicating an FBI wiretap? I'm guessing that's not the actual original FBI wiretap.
It's grainy. It's hard to hear.
It is a little hard to tell. So that was allegedly Will Wade on wiretap.
Oh, it matches the transcript.
I sort of like that. That's pretty good, Ron.
Play it again.
Yeah, you gotta admit. I'm thinking you did a lot of work on that.
Yeah, I did do a lot of work on it.
Dude, I went to you with a strong offer about a month ago. Strong. The problem was, I know why I didn't take it now. It was tilted towards the family a little bit. It was tilted towards taking care of the mom, taking care of the kid. Like, it was tilted towards that. Now I know for a fact you didn't explain everything to the mom. I know now he didn't get enough of the piece of the pie in the deal.
I'm really sort of curious. Inquiring minds want to know. Okay. Is that actually you on that tape?
I can't tell you that. It's FBI tape.
Okay.
They always distort their voice and put them in darkness.
Yeah, I know. They do. They don't want anybody to get in trouble.
Yeah,
they do distort their voices. So you're picking LSU. Because Will Wade was caught on wiretap and ka-ching. You know, I'm going to tell you something. It is absolutely possible. You know, when I said, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, that there were like 6 or 7 teams that I thought could win it all, one of them was LSU. And I still think that. I still think LSU could win it all. And I don't think Will Wade matters. I don't even know if they respect Will Wade, but I don't think it matters. I think they're still a well-coached team. They're loaded with talent. And I think the fact that they got past Yale today means game's on. I think they're going to be very, very dangerous. And I would not be stunned if they wound up winning the whole thing. And if they do, man, can you imagine the potential mess if LSU wins the NCAA tournament?
They'd have to, like, take it back, right, if something happens.
Those trials pick up again at the end of April.
Waited until after the March Madness to do the trials.
Right, I mean, if LSU was to win the NCAA tournament and then this stuff all comes out publicly at the end of April, man, the NCAA is going to have one of the biggest colossal messes on their hands in history. So it's going to be interesting to watch that thing unfold. Look, right now, the powers that be in the NCAA have to be hoping against hope that LSU doesn't win this thing. I mean, they have to be rooting for everybody against LSU, because it would be potentially disastrous for all involved if LSU winds up winning. And the thing is, again, they're good enough to win. They're about as talented as anybody in this field. I mean, I think if you're looking strictly for talent, I think the most talented teams in the country are Duke, Gonzaga, LSU, maybe North Carolina. I mean, that would be, if you're just looking for talent, that'd probably be your grouping. That's how skilled and talented LSU is. So they're very, very dangerous, and I think they're going to get a lot more dangerous right now. And next up for them is Maryland, who was fortunate to get by Belmont, and they're not going to be so fortunate against LSU, I don't think. I think LSU will run them out of the building. You know, we'll see. But I think LSU is dangerous, so Ramona's prediction would not shock me. Let me tell you about Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon. If you're celebrating a special occasion, if you want just a place for a quick lunch, Carson's is the place for you. If you want an incredible dinner, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, of course, the chili cheese fries, which the texter always reminds us of, texter 940. You know, I've forgotten all about the text today. I haven't even checked it. I need to do that. Double fried chicken wings open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online. It's CarsonSteakWarehouse.net. CarsonSteakWarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham, Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Doesn't miss a thing you get.